Let's talk a bit more about Ipswich. Steve Hewler joins us, our good friend from Radio TAB. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone.
Plenty going on relevant to the track conditions. A few trainers waiting to see whether they'll run. How is the surface this morning, Steve?
I did speak to Grant Greasley, Andrew, the track manager, a little earlier. This is what he had to say.
The weather's going to be fine. Track should get to a soft, I'm hoping.
What is it now?
Heavy 8 at the moment. I'll go back out after lunch and probably upgrade it.
How much rain have you had?
47 mil, none in the last 2 days.
Heavy dew this morning or not?
Yeah, there's a fair dew here.
And the track's pretty uniform all the way around?
Yeah, the inside 8 metres is absolutely beautiful.
The reason it's so beautiful, that inside 8, they've just pushed the rail out, Andrew, and then they go back into the true for Cup Day. So it's been several weeks since it's been in that true position, so I don't think they'll be coming rushing down the outside fence, put it that way.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether the jocks just really hug that inside and hopefully all horses get a clear run.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. Yeah, I'd want to be on horses, you know, ideally, you know, sort of getting a nice tuck run, one off the fence or just on the fence there at Ipswich.
Been hard going at times for Damien Brown getting the right mounts through this carnival, but tell us about him riding at Ipswich.
Well, he doesn't normally like battling the Bruce Highway. Anyone who's done that knows all about it. The traffic can be horrendous going from where Damien lives on the Sunshine Coast to Ipswich, and that's one of the reasons he doesn't ride there very much. But when he does ride there, his stats are quite phenomenal, Andrew, as Mark Oberhart points out, a Brisbane journalist.
I had a look back through our records, and it shows this year he's only had 4 rides at Ipswich for 2 wins and 2 seconds, so even my maths can come up with the fact that's a 50% win strike rate and 100% place strike rate. But, of course, last year I think he rode at one meeting there, didn't he? And he had a treble. He rode the, I think it was Outraged for Kelly Sweeter, and then he won on 9th Legion and the Eyeliner. And he won the Cup, of course, on Morris, who won by 100 yards. And if you look back, the previous year he only had 1 ride, according to me, one meeting at Ipswich, and he rode a treble there.
There you go, some stats on Damien Brown. He's got about 5 rides, Andrew, at Ipswich.
Well, we want to be on him off that stat record that Graham just mentioned there, don't we?
Absolutely. He rides Snippets Land, drawn a bit awkwardly in the Eyeliner Stakes for Peter and Paul Snowden.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's an interesting one. Now, there's a few New South Wales horses there tomorrow, but you want to talk about specifically one.
Well, this is an interesting story, if I've ever heard one. A horse called All's In, trained at Warhope by a one-horse trainer, Graham Hoy. The horse is absolutely airborne, chasing 4 wins on end at Ipswich in race 6. Now, he's drawn awkwardly, but he'll be rolling forward. Now, Andrew, he bolted in a few weeks ago at the Sunshine Coast, but Graham Hoy, the trainer, decided to take him all the way home after that, back to Warhope.
He's happier in his paddock. He's in a paddock 24-7, usually. He eats better, and he's a lot happier there, so it wasn't a bad drive home. It only took us 8 hours.
Which way do you go? I understand you stopped over at Mwillimbah, did you?
On the way up, we did, yes. And we stopped with Darren Graham on the way up. We came back. We got up at 3:30 on Monday morning, and we were home here by 11:30.
There you go. That's Graham Hoy. One horse in work, and he's airborne. Andrew, All's In. I'm sure he'll run well, but he's just hoping the track gets back into the better side of the soft range.
Yeah, look, he's had 7 runs on soft, if you look at the record, and it says donuts at this stage, so he'd certainly want the track to improve. Remarkable how these country folk do the travelling, Steve.
Absolutely. That's a long way.
That is a long way. It is a long way. Now, what about tomorrow? Have you got a tip in the cup?
Yes, I do, Andrew. Look, I think when you look at it initially and you see Benzini, you think, 60 kilograms, barrier 10, but this is no longer a handicap. It's been a quality for some time, the Ipswich Cup. So the higher minimum weight now of 54. And look, the more I look at it, Andrew, he's a Brisbane Cup winner. 2 ago at Eagle Farm on that wet track, he was back and Tegan Harrison got rolling on him early. And, gee, he travelled strongly into the race and he loomed. He couldn't sustain the run, but he was good. And then last week at Doomben, you couldn't make ground. It was basically like a trot race. They just sprinted home. The horses that settled 1-2-3 basically ran 1-2-3. And he made ground along the fence. I think he's flying. If Kelly McCulloch can give him a decent ride with a bit of cover and you can run on, he looks hard to beat, Andrew, even with the 60 Benzini. He's probably well weighted in the race, to be honest.
Yeah, off what he's done for sure, Ben. That's Benzini in the Ipswich Cup, race 7, number 1. Of course, Steve will be on air 6:45, 6:50 tomorrow morning with his extra couple of fancies. Just to wrap it up, a well-known voice that called Dubai. Bring us up to date what is happening with Terry Spargo.
I'd like to, Andrew. Yeah, he's back on the Gold Coast. As we know, he called the Gold Coast Gallops for many years. You mentioned Dubai. He was there for a long time. He was in Hong Kong as well. He was the number one trot caller here in Queensland, or harness caller, for many years. And I just wonder what his calling future is, Andrew. Here's Terry.
Fairly open at the moment, Steve. Full-time job I had in the UAE with the Emirates Racing Authority was made redundant. They made quite a few changes in the last 12 months. My job, there were some changes in the veterinary department, changes in the international department. So a few familiar faces to UAE racing departed over the past 12 months or so. So my full-time job in the end was made redundant. So we came home, and I suppose at the moment I'm, what do the actors say, resting.
There you go. So he's very keen to be calling again soon. Andrew, there might be some opportunities here at Radio TAB for Terry to call some meetings upcoming. We'll just wait and see in that regard.
Yeah, let's hope we can certainly hear him back here in Australia. Good on you, Steve. Thanks for that updated information. Ipswich, a heavy eight as we speak, but listing to Grant every chance of getting to a seven later today. We'll chat at 6.50 tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Grant is very fired up. Grant Greasley.
Grant Greasley, he's the track manager at Ipswich. He doesn't offer a lot in interviews, but I guess you've just got to... He's different, Grant. But at least he told us this morning that it's a heavy eight with the prospect of getting to a seven.